In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Glory be to him who took his devotee one night from Al-Masjid Al-Haram to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, whose vicinity we have blessed so that we may show him some of our signs. Surely, he is the one who is the hearer and the observer. We gave Musa the book and made it a guide for the children of Israel, saying, "Do not take any other protector besides me. You are the descendants of those whom we carried in the ark with Noah," and he was indeed a grateful devotee. Besides this, we forewarned the children of Israel in their holy book that you will do mischief in the land twice through becoming arrogant transgressors, and each time you will be punished. When the promise for the first of the two forewarnings came to be fulfilled, we sent against you our servants who gave you a terrible warfare, so they rampaged through your homes, and thus the promise was fulfilled. Then after this, we afforded you an opportunity to overpower them and helped you with this wealth and the sons, and granted you more manpower. If you did good, it was to your own benefit, but if you did evil, it was for your own selves. Then when the promise for your second forewarning came to be fulfilled, we sent another army to disfigure your faces and to enter your temple as the former had entered it before, and they utterly destroyed all that they laid their hands on. Now your Rabb may again be merciful to you, but if you repeat the same behavior, we will repeat the punishment, and in the hereafter we have made hell a prison for such unbelievers. Surely this Quran guides to the way which is perfectly straight, and gives the good news to the believers who do good that they shall have a great reward, and at the same time it gives warnings to those who do not believe in the hereafter that we have prepared for them a painful punishment.